Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, Text Number 42.
42.
Okay. Yato yato davati daiva choditam. Mano vikaratmakam apapanchasu. Guneshu maya rachiteshu dehyasau. Prapadyamana sahatena jayate. Okay, yata yata. From one place to another. Or from one position to another. Davati speculates. Daivachoditam, impelled by accident or deliberation. Mana, the mind. Vikara atmakam, changing from one type of thinking. Feeling unwilling to another. Apa, at the end, he obtains a mentality. Panchasu, at the time of death, when the material body turns totally into matter. Guneshu, the mind, not being liberated, becomes attached to the material qualities. Maya rachiteshu, where the material energy creates a similar body. Dehi, the spirit soul, who accepts such a body. Asau, he. Prapadyamana, being surrendered to such a condition. Saha, with. Tena, similar body. Jayate, takes birth. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. At the time of death, according to the thinking, feeling, and willing of the mind, which is involved in fruitive activities, one receives a particular body. In other words, the body develops according to the activities of the mind. Changes of body are due to the flickering of the mind, for otherwise, the soul could remain in its original spiritual body. Purport. One can very easily understand that the mind is constantly flickering, changing in the quality of its thinking, feeling, and willing. This is explained by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Chanchalam himana krishna pramati balavadridam tasyaham nigraham manye dvayor ivad sudushkaram. The mind is chanchala, flickering, and it changes very strongly. Therefore, Arjuna admitted that controlling the mind is not at all possible. This would be as difficult as controlling the wind. For example, if one were in a boat moving according to the wind on a river on the sea, and the wind were uncontrollable, the tilting boat would be very much disturbed and extremely difficult to control. It might even capsize. Therefore, in the Bhava Samudra, the ocean of mental speculation and transmigration to different types of bodies, one must first control the mind. By regulative practice, one can control the mind, and this is the purpose of the yoga system, Abhyasa Yoga Yuktana. But there is a chance of failure with the yoga system, especially in this age of Kali, because the yoga system uses artificial means. If the mind is engaged in bhakti yoga, however, by the grace of Krishna, one can very easily control it. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Ivakevalam. One should chant the holy name of the Lord constantly, for the holy name of the Lord is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Person. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra constantly, one can fix the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, Savai Mana Krishna Padaravindayo, and in this way achieve the perfection of yoga. Otherwise, the flickering mind will hover on the material, on the platform of mental speculation for sense enjoyment, and one will have to transmigrate from one type of body to another because the mind is trained only in relation to the material elements. Or in other words, to sense gratification which is false. Maya Sukaya Baram Udavato Vimudan. Rascals, Vimudan, being controlled by mental speculation, make huge arrangements by which to enjoy life temporarily. But they must give up the body at the time of death, when everything is taken away but Krishna's external energy. Mrityu Sarvaharashchaham. At that time, whatever one has created in this life is lost, and one must automatically accept a new body by the force of material nature. In this life, one may have constructed a very tall skyscraper, but in the next life, because of one's mentality, one may have to accept a body like that of a cat, a dog, a tree, or perhaps a demigod. Thus, the body is offered by the laws of material nature. Karanam guna sangosya sadasationi janmasu. The spirit soul takes birth in higher and lower species of life only because of his association with the three qualities of material nature. Urdvam gachanti sattvasta, madhya tishtanti rajasa, jaganya guna vrittista ado gachanti tamasaha. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward to higher planets, those in the mode of passion live on the earthly planets, and those in the mode of ignorance go down to the hellish world. In conclusion, the Krishna consciousness movement offers the topmost welfare activity for human society. The saner section of human society must therefore take this movement very seriously for the benefit of all humanity. To save oneself from the repetition of birth and death, one must purify his consciousness. Sarvopadi vinir muktam tat paratvena nirmalam. One must be freed from all designations. I am American, I am Indian, I am this, I am that, and come to the platform of understanding that Krishna is the original master and we are his eternal servants. When the senses are purified and engaged in Krishna's service, one achieves the highest perfection. Rishikena Hishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. The Krishna consciousness movement is a movement of Bhakti Yoga, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. By following the principles of this movement, one becomes disassociated from material mental concoctions and is established on the platform, on the original platform of the eternal relationship between the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead as servant and master. This, in summary, is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. So this is a very revolutionary verse. Nobody has heard this before in the society, that at the time of death you will get another body. We learn by the grace of Vijaya Prabhu how to distribute these Bhagavad Gitas. He has a very simple method. He just opens the book and shows them the pictures. Then he gets to this picture, then you tell people, this is the cycle of life. You are here and you're ending. We don't speak where you're, we don't talk about where you're going. And you're somewhere in the middle. And there's something which is constant. You remember you had a young body. I said, yeah. Oh. So this is far out. This is very, very advanced knowledge. If you ask people if they heard this before, they say, no, this is too far out. This is too advanced.
and then you can go even even deeper. You can of, there's nicer picture. Then you show these pictures on karma. See, these nice pictures. I usually show the picture with a bear because I sleep too much. So I show them this picture and say, look, this guy, if you're sleeping too much, then in next life you might become a bear. Then you can sleep 6 months at a time. Like, wow. And some people say, oh, that could happen to me also. And other people just think, oh, that's really funny. And of course, some people, yesterday I met this girl and she was quite inquisitive and she was like, and how about this tiger? What's about this tiger? I was like, trying to avoid the answer to this question, you know, like, how do you become a tiger? They're like, no, no, we're not talking about this. We're just trying to be a bit funny here. No, no, but she was like, no, no, how do you retain the human species of life? How do you make sure that you're at least human in the next life? Like, yeah, yeah, that's good, actually a good question. So someone actually who is a bit inquisitive will ask at least this question, how to become at least human in the next life? And then, of course, I didn't tell her that if she eats too much meat, then she must become a tiger, because, you know, like, people don't like to hear it. So this girl was quite intelligent, and her question is quite good. How to become a human in the next life? Like, we're speaking so much about higher planets, you know, like we want to go to Krishna, but how to become a human? And the answer is given there in the purport, and Srila Prabhupada says, you have to control your mind. Oh my God, this is far out. this is really crazy. You have to control the mind. Most of the people nowadays don't think that there's a point in controlling the mind, because we're free. just be yourself. If it feels good, then just do it. that's why I met this guy yesterday. He said, oh, there is actually no good or bad, it's just experience. And I was trying to tell him that actually most of the people who talk about that are like, oh, this is just experience. When they hit the wall, somehow, when something bad happens in their lives, they are not thinking, oh, this is just experience. They are usually like someone was saying, I think Prahladananda Maharaj, that when they open the black boxes of the airplanes, so usually these airplane pilots were like really far out, you know, serious people, they are not gonna be troubled. They hear what was their last words, and they're like, Mama! They are usually not thinking, oh, this is just an experience, this plane is just crashing down, and it's an experience like any other. No. they are talking, you know, like, but nobody actually believes in this philosophy. They're just talking some this philosophy, this other philosophy. So actually it's important to control this mind, because if you don't control the mind, who knows where you are going. And also Srila Prabhupada speaks in this purport about yoga. Sometimes people think many things about yoga. Yoga is this, yoga is this, you do some stretching, you... And one of the idea they have is that you have to go beyond the thoughts. You have to have no thoughts. stop thinking, just stop thinking, and then you're a yogi. And then they actually manage to do the perfection of yoga. They go, they drink a few beers, sometimes they go, they smoke something, and then they are without thoughts. They're like, mind is completely controlled, no thoughts. And that's not actually the purpose of yoga, to have no thoughts, you know, like, because this is Patanjali Muni defines five states of the mind, and one is called muda. This state without thoughts, apparently without thoughts, because the thoughts are there, it's called muda. Muda means an S. You're like very intelligent. You're like, you have a cabbage. I tell sometimes people they have cabbage consciousness. You know, like, cabbage is also not having too much thoughts. Just sitting there peacefully. No, not so many problems. So the idea is not to have your mind dull. The idea is to focus the mind. And Patanjali also defines two positive states of mind. One is called ekagra, one-pointed. And the other is called, I think, nirodha. It's controlled. So the idea is to control the mind. So the idea is not to have this mind which is like, The idea is to control the mind, to be able to use the mind as a tool. Srila Prabhupada is very gentle in the purport. He says, there is a chance of failure in the yoga system. Which actually means that it's impossible to do this yoga system. I mean, who is actually practicing yoga nowadays? You go to these yoga teachers, yoga students, and even yoga teachers. If you, I was doing yoga, and I had the one yoga teacher who was saying, yoga starts with yama and niyama. It's like, yoga doesn't start with asana, pranayama, with physical posture, with breathing exercises, which is not just breathing. Yoga starts with yama and niyama, some rules and regulations. Ahimsa, non-violence. It means a yoga student, a yoga practitioner should be vegetarian. So you do this survey, you go to the yoga teachers. Like from the yoga teachers I met, the teachers, not the students, you know, like these guys who are supposed to teach others. Half of them are vegetarian. Half. Like, come on, guys, what kind of yoga are you doing here? We don't even speak about the other principles. So the actual idea is that they should follow the four regulative principles before they start asana, pranayama. They are more or less, all the principles are there. It's included in yama, niyama, ahimsa, brahmacharya. Oh my God, this is crazy. You go to the yoga studios and tell them that they have to follow brahmacharya. Like, oh my God. Once we had this presentation in a yoga studio, and I was presenting something, and I said, we're gonna talk about brahmacharya. And then the devotees I was with, they were like, oh my God, what's happening to Mukunda? Is he kind of crazy? How can you go and tell about brahmacharya? Of course, I told them that brahmacharya has two meanings, and in an extending way, it means sense control. And I didn't go too much into that other meaning because the devotees would have killed me. Like, oh, come on, man, a bit. So anyway, it's really hard to practice yoga now. According to this Ashtanga yoga system, so Srila Prabhupada says, yeah, no problem, you can just chant Hare Krishna. We have a simple process. It's simply, it's simple, but it's not so simple, because we're very complicated. Srila Prabhupada says next that the people are thinking that they are happy in the material world. So you go on the street, you see the
How are you? We're sharing these books on yoga and meditation, how to be peaceful, happy. I don't need this, I'm already happy. No, they are happy. What to do? You cannot tell them they are unhappy. So, I think, everything is alright. But Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that, yes, everything is alright until Krishna in the form of death comes and takes everything away from them. And then, oops. And actually, of course, they don't speak about it. You don't speak about that, you know, like that. who said that in the U.S. I think Vijay Prabhu said, Bhaktiananda Tirtha Maharaj, that in the U.S. you have these houses for people who are about to die, and the rule for the staff there is that you don't mention the death. You never ever mention that, because it's not gonna happen. So yeah, they know they are gonna die, and they have no idea where they are going. Absolutely no idea. And they might be big personalities in this life, and then next life, who knows. Srila Prabhupada gives this example of a former Prime Minister of India, and some astrologer said that in his next life he will be a dog in Sweden or some Nordic country somewhere, and not even he will have to share his dog house with another dog. So this big personality, such a exalted personality, the Prime Minister, everyone is listening to him, and next life everything is finished, he's becoming a dog. Oh my god. Horrible. Anyway, so this is Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse from Bhagavad Gita, which states the destination of people in goodness, passion and ignorance. People in goodness go up into heavenly planets, people in passion stay on this earth, and people in ignorance go down to the hellish planets. And if you look at the society, you're trying to be a bit objective, you see that most of the people are in ignorance. So, as Srila Prabhupada puts it, most of the people are going to hell. That's just cruel reality. It's not that these happy people are like, yeah, we're gonna have fun there. That's where they are going. And the only chance for them not going to hell is to do some devotional service. It's the only chance. You know, like that's as His Holiness Chandra Mauli Maharaj said, this the only things staying between people and hell is Harinam Sankirtan. That's the only thing. That's they have the chance. They somehow meet the devotees in some way. They hear the holy name. They might even repeat it, like, oh, the crazy Hare Krishnas are here. They might take some cookies. They don't know it's prasadam. They might even take a book, like, wow, oh my god. I mean, if they even read it. So, this is their chance. They make a little progress. And they might be saved. You know, like, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. What's this most dangerous type of fear? It's losing human form of life. A little advancement, a little devotional service can save them from losing the human form. This is really potent, you know. That's why Srila Prabhupada says that this is spreading Krishna consciousness is the topmost welfare activity, topmost. You know, people are going to hell and you give them a candy. Like, what are you doing? You know, like, what's the benefit? He's going to hell and you're like, oh, at least the candy is sweet. You know, like, so what? Who cares? You know, like, but if you somehow make sure that he's not going to hell, then you're really doing something. So that's why there's so much focus on Harinam Sankirtana. so much focus. Srila Prabhupada put so much focus on helping others to become Krishna conscious. We got this Krishna consciousness. We somehow got in contact with some devotees. We got some books, and now we're feeling that okay, life is good. You know, like it was. We were on the way to hell, and now life is good. No, it's good. But we should always remember what we got from Srila Prabhupada, and we should always remember that we have a great debt to him. Really, like huge debt. And Srila Prabhupada says that you cannot repay this debt. We really cannot repay this debt. But we have to try. So we really have to try. So we have to do our best to repay this debt. You know, it's such a great mercy that you're able to become a tool for Srila Prabhupada for this movement. It's like it's not something that you're like sometimes you go out every day and you can start to think, oh, I'm such a great devotee. By my mercy, you know, I'm saving all these people. It's not. It's such a mercy, and something can happen and finish. You know, like you're not allowed to go out anymore. You're not allowed to chant Hare Krishna anymore. And you should always be in this humble state of mind that, oh my God, this is such a wonderful opportunity. Today we can go for Harinam. Today we can distribute some books. Even I distribute one book, it doesn't matter. I'm trying, you know, like I hold these books in my hand, you know, like this is such an amazing thing, you know, like such a wonderful opportunity. So we should do that. We should try to do our best to help others also become Krishna consciousness. And if we do that, then this will be good for us and good for others, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said. And also there's this letter Srila Prabhupada wrote to His Holiness Prahladananda Maharaj. And after glorifying this, the preaching activities he was doing and the other devotees was doing, he says, Srila Prabhupada says, so please continue in this way and your success in life is assured. As Krishna sees that you are working very seriously to bring his other children back to the spiritual kingdom, then he will become very pleased and will bestow all blessings upon you. Krishna is never ungrateful for our efforts to serve him, rest assured. So yeah, if you do some efforts to help others become Krishna conscious, Krishna will be very happy. And this is the fast track, you know, like there's this yoga system which is very, very difficult. Then we come to Krishna consciousness and we learn, okay, you have to chant Hare Krishna, and this is faster. And the really fast track is that you help others chant Hare Krishna. Then you're like on the spiritual highway. Okay, I'll stop here. And there's some questions, some comments. Okay, we should end early today anyway. Okay, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.